Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Material goods aside, it can be easy to forget what things cost. This is especially true with sin. The Bible tells us that for our sake, Jesus suffered physical pain. Our Savior was mocked, beaten, and humiliated. In his weakened state, he was forced to carry on his shoulders the instrument of his death, the cross. Then he was nailed to it and hoisted up to die. Jesus suffered man's sin. The Lord lived a perfect life on earth and never knew the disgrace of sin or the bitterness of regret. But at the cross, Christ experienced the fullness of our transgressions, guilt, and shame. Jesus suffered abandonment. We know of just a handful of Jesus' followers, including his mother and John, who remained near as he suffered. Many were no doubt afraid they would meet the same fate. And Jesus suffered divine judgment. God's wrath was poured out on Christ because of our sin. He experienced the condemnation that we deserved. See Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6, and Romans chapter 5, verse 9. The Savior suffered greatly on our behalf, shedding his blood to afford us the opportunity to become part of God's family. See John 1, verse 12. If you have not received his gift of forgiveness and eternal life, please don't delay. Take the time today to tell him how grateful you are for his sacrifice and love.